The World Cup of Hockey continues. We know who will be playing for the title. Canada, of course, and now Team Europe is through, knocking off Sweden, but it appears that Team Europe is going to be a little undermanned. Peter Bondra is now a scout with Team Europe, and not good health news today, Mr. Bondra, huh?
No, we didn't have a good news, but that's just part of the game, and we have to fill up the hole for Gabby.
Yeah, that bad news is that Marion Gaborik's out with a lower body injury. The LA Kings have already announced from their perspective that they believe he's out at least 12 weeks with a foot injury. So Peter, your discussions, you and Miro Chetan and the crew, how do you who's going to be looked at to fill the void for Marion Gaborik?
Well, the only forward we have left is Bodker, so there's no reason for us not to put him in up there unless coaches have a different strategy. But you know, obviously it will be hard to fill up Gabby. He was an impact player for us. He scored big goals for us. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this is a great opportunity for a new guy to step it in and fill up the spot.
Peter Bondra joins us. Peter, what was most important to get by the Swedes?
Well, I think the patience. I think more the game when was even, I think the pressure was shifting to their side and more, and it looks like we executed playing well, game plan well, and we scored the goals in the key times, and you know, and just the way the game was played, I think was really both ends patient game, and we are happy to be on the happy side.
You know, the key thing, and I know this is a team that is represented by eight countries from Europe, but it must give you a little bit of pride, Peter, knowing that there's a real Slovak influence on this club when you think Jaro Halak, the goaltender, Zdeno Chara has really played a role, Marian Hossa up front. There was a lot of reasons, because there was a point 10 years ago where the Slovakian team was a real factor on the international stage, and really in many ways it's still a big factor when it comes to this team.
Yes, but we don't look at it that way as a group right now. We create a group which is a little bit special group. We are a team with no past, but who knows where is our future. But same time, we look at it as the players, what country came from, and everybody's chipping in, and not just you mentioned those guys, but I can mention some other guys like Bellemer, Dreisaitl. Those guys are been there through whole tournament, and they are impact players for us. So yes, it's good to see it. Obviously, Slovakian hockey is not going directions where we like to go, but you know, this is a different discussion. But same time, each player of our group represent their own country, and we always do take a pride as the players.
Peter Bondra joins us. He is a scout with Team Europe in the World Cup of Hockey. They will be meeting Canada for gold. It is a best 2 out of 3 format to see who will win the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. These Canadians aren't bad, huh, Peter? They're pretty loaded. They're pretty deep. What jumps off the page initially when you guys sit down in your meetings?
Like if I look from upstairs, the Canadian team, like, anybody could be on a power play. If you put 4 line and there's nobody can even argue if those guys don't belong on the power play or on special teams. And, you know, this is really good team. They haven't lost the game. Definitely there's a lot of confidence in the team, and they play a fast game. They put you on the heels right off the bat. And their power play, it's insane, unbelievable. I mean, like, I was watching that they had a power play against us, and I was counting shots. They released 9 shots on the 1 power play. The 7 shots, Jaro Halak has to stop, and 2, we only block. So that kind of power play put definitely a lot of pressure and put any team on the heels and a scramble. So obviously, you know, we're playing greatest team probably ever been assembled, if I have to say that. But same time, we're there for a reason. We deserve to be on the finals, and we'll try to make it difficult for Team Canada.
Does Canada's speed and size force you to play a faster game than you played against Sweden?
I think so. There's definitely, I don't think it's going to be like a patient game. They will try to jump on us, and for us, the key is going to be we need to relieve ourselves from the pressure with quick passes, good chips, and with good support. And we need to go in the other direction, just create some hopefully Admin rushes if they go full out. So it's going to be definitely a lot of tactics. I'm not too here to discuss how we're going to perform, how we're going to play. This is coach's job. I think we'll be ready for Team Canada, and we'll try to be our best.
How well did you know Ralph Kruger before this tournament?
I worked for Team Slovakia. I was a GM for 4 years, so Ralph was coaching Swiss national team, so I was involved with those tournaments. I had a chance to talk to him early before, and so he's a great coach. He's a really well-spoken coach, which is he can prepare a team well for any events, and we are really lucky to have him. Not just him, but all our other coaches and all our staff as well.
Peter Bondra joins us, a scout with Team Europe in the World Cup of Hockey. Peter, it seems the players have really enjoyed this. The fans have responded. The rating numbers have been very good, especially for the Canadian and the North American games. But, of course, the conversation, what's really hovering around all this, is what's going to happen in 2018 with the Olympics. Have there been conversations? Have there been chats over a coffee, over a late night soda, over what kind of over what the thoughts are of the players? Do they want to go there? Do they want to go to South Korea? Do they want to be part of it? What have you heard? What's being discussed out there?
To be honest, I haven't been in that situation when I was talking to players about it, but only just read articles like you guys and whatever Ovi said and maybe a couple other guys said. It makes sense. I mean, for players, take a pride and play for their own country because just the way things are. And I don't know, I wish I could tell you more about it, but if I look at our team, not pretty much all the players from our team can go to Olympics. Some of them didn't make to a qualifying tournament, so it just it's probably wouldn't be a good discussion to bring it up, whereas all the different countries and different players sitting on it and how exciting or not exciting to go to Olympics. So, I mean, it's hard, but as a player, if I look at myself, I want to be there. I want to play for my country because when I play in 96 and, 2006 and 98, I believe, Nagano. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun for me. And be a part of a special event like that, this is just creates memory for the rest of your life.
I'm curious, earlier in the interview you talked about you weren't sure where this would go. Wouldn't it be wise to keep a level of Team Europe? We know there's going to be another World Cup. This has been enough of a success that the players and the league will get together to create another. Wouldn't it make sense that Team Europe every 4 years becomes almost a fact of life?
Well, yes, I mean, but for us, like we, I remember when we met first a time ago, all our coaches and staff, and that was almost like a year ago, and our discussions was just first off the bat, how are we going to find out our identity as a group and how the coach is going to sell up to a player, make sure they are ready for the tournament. That was just the key to get everybody on the same page. And for us, I was looking at our rosters, potential roster at that time, and in the leadership what he had, like Chara, Hossa, Anze Kopitar, and others. I mean, I know then we have a good group, and there shouldn't be a problem for us to get together as a group. And 4 years from now, I'm not sure what the NHL is going to decide, but it will be nice. I think for any of the players, like because if there is no Team Europe, we wouldn't be see Anze Kopitar or Bellemare or a few other guys, which is they deserve to be on that kind of in a tournament like that, especially a special like that tournament, like a World Cup of Hockey.
Peter, we appreciate this. Best of luck in the preparations. We will be watching, of course. And congratulations on reaching it this far in the World Cup of Hockey.
Thank you, Arash and John. And I was promoted to assistant GM, so thank you.
Right.
I got a raise the big time.
There you go.
Even on this phone call.
Yeah.
Things happen fast.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Peter. Good luck tomorrow, man.
Peter, we'll see you down there. Thank you.